Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What did you need advice on?
Okay, so I'm going to a bachelor party this weekend, and the groom and I got
where? Here. Let's start with
we're
that.
We're going on a cruise to the Bahamas. It's the same thing we're doing, yeah, except it's Carnival.
Bachelor party cruise?
Yeah.
Who put that together?
The best man, Chris.
That's a good best man.
Yeah, so we've all known each other for 20 years now, and the groom is refusing to drink. Because he, I guess, got into like a huge family fight with him and his fiance's family. And he doesn't want to drink on the cruise. And we got into this huge fight because I was like, then why are we going on a cruise if you're not going to drink? We could have just gone and hung out with you at your house in Fort Lauderdale.
You should tell him to go ahead and drink because the marriage is doomed anyway. So.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, if your wife, not even wife yet, family and her are bitching at you about drinking and stuff, that marriage is
well,
over.
If you have a problem, that's one thing. Does he have an alcohol
problem? That marriage is still over.
He doesn't have an alcohol problem. He just
decides
to drink at times where anybody else would go, hey, man, maybe you shouldn't drink so much when we're at this family function for your fiance. You know, why don't you just wait till we're at the bar to get that hammered?
Can't blame him. I went to something this weekend. For my girlfriend, it was like a barbecue with her friends, and I got smashed because that's just how I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that he has an alcohol problem and that he can't drink on his own bachelor party.
That's what I said. I was like, dude, you can drink on the bachelor party. Just don't drink and yell at her dad.
So what is your problem? You don't want to go now because he's not drinking? Or
this is my problem is, you know, we all have bought him this cruise ticket. We're paying
Where's it going?
To the Bahamas. It's the same cruise except
when do
Carnival.
You leave?
Friday. I leave tomorrow. Tomorrow the boat leaves at 4.
When are you coming back?
Monday.
You mean late for work?
No, I'm not going to be here.
Did you know about this?
Found out on the after show a few days ago.
Awesome.
No.
Man, I'm taking off too.
No, I told you guys this at our creative meeting that we had 3 weeks ago.
I
was not going to be here.
Do you remember that?
No, and the other thing is you need to put it on some sort of calendar.
Yeah.
You really haven't learned by now that you tell us and we don't hear anything you say?
Yeah.
Not just you.
Did I say it was okay?
Yes, three times.
What did I say?
The first time I asked you 8 months ago, and I was like,
and I'm sure I went,
said, remind me when it gets closer. So then 2 months ago, I reminded you, said, yeah, remind me when it gets closer. So 2 weeks ago, I then again came to you and said, I'm going to be gone in September. It's the weekend of the 11th. I even made the joke, we're calling the bachelor party, never forget. And you looked at me and laughed and then said, okay, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, but I did like,
you never laughed.
No, I wasn't
listening.
I went, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Talk to Rob.
Yeah.
So you knew?
Yeah, I found out 2 days ago. He told me John okayed it, so he's good to go. So.
Again, I told
all you guys.
Why didn't you tell
Rob?
I did tell Rob. I told
all
of you guys.
It's not on our calendar.
At the stupid creative meeting.
Did you know, Carmen?
That is not a
stupid
meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is stupid.
Oh, really?
No, it is stupid.
You're out.
Yeah, whatever.
What did you contribute in that meeting?
I contributed the fact that I wasn't going to be here on Monday, and nobody
You know
listened.
What? You're right. That's been the best creative thing on this show.
Good.
Yeah. We should do more of you not being here.
Fine.
What about you knew about it?
I did know about it.
When did you know?
I knew about it when we went over.
When she was on her vacation?
No, when you guys made me feel bad for going on vacation, and then he told me, he was like, don't worry, I told him too. They don't remember.
Yeah, so you knew we don't remember. Why don't you come up and say,
and
hey, by the
you,
way, just a reminder,
I do
Rob,
do
executive producer, here is a day I'm not going
to
be here.
That was what I was doing on the after show. And then yesterday I was
and
like,
the after
hey,
show, is that
after
really
show?
The way
like,
to
hey,
do
hey,
something?
Because
hey,
we listen.
Reminder, Monday, I'm not going to be here. And he's like, I haven't heard of this. And I was like, well, I'm not going to argue with you. You know, I mean, I told everybody, so.
So, no. But here's what you're telling us. Is if or if not, you said it Wednesday last week, whenever we had the meeting.
3 weeks.
It was very nice. You said it 3 weeks ago? Okay, and you haven't said it since?
We had a meeting last week.
Yeah, and I've reminded you guys. It's not like I said it 3 months ago and I was like, I'm
even
just
if you said it last.
How did none of us know? Yeah. None of us heard it.
Even if you said it last week, you haven't said it to us this week. You know what I mean? Like you would. Hey, just a reminder, don't forget, Monday, I'm not going to be here.
Do you remember the conversation we had on Friday? Seriously, all joking
aside.
Okay,
what was it?
After the show, after you were done with Ryan, a happy birthday or whatever the hell, before you left here,
yeah.
I said to you, hey, still cool. I'm not going to be here on this coming up weekend, and I'm not going to be here on Monday.
Yeah, oh, you didn't say day. Monday.
Yes,
you
I
said,
did.
No, you didn't.
I did. I said
this
it's
is
the
also
same
the
day.
Same day you were supposed to take the stuff to Frank and Cafe Chibo for me, and you didn't do that.
Yeah, but that why you got to bring that up?
It's a series of failures on your part.
What a series of failures. We looked each other in the eyes, and I said, I'm not going to be here that Monday. It's the same Monday.
I decided to ruin Ryan Hoppy for an hour, and you're going to try and tell me something I'm supposed to retain through a week?
I don't know. You're right.
Let me tell you something. When I make a decision around here, when I do something, I tell Rob. He's the guy I tell this way. All of you guys will know.
Right.
He's the one person that has to know everything.
Right. I've known that Mike is going to be off for the past 2 months,
Thank you. And I've said it a million times.
Yeah.
You know I'm off on Monday?
Yeah, and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Dang, you knew I was off. Did you know I was off?
No, I just found out. But I haven't been here for a week.
You can't even spell chocolate. Joey, did you know I was off? Thank you. So, did you know Spanish was off?
Yes, I did.
Shut up.
They live together, though.
Yeah.
They have pillow talk.
Yeah, they were driving into work, and he was like, I bet they don't even.
From now on,
don't
I
don't mention me taking off on Monday. That's what you said to Joey on the
way.
By the way,
Joey.
That's not what I said.
Joey in Spanish is pillow talk, is both of them laying on one pillow.
Yeah.
Because they fit.
Not just their heads. They're actually laying on the pillow.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I've reminded you guys repeatedly. And, you know, I just don't understand. I feel like all of you guys.
From now on,
do know,
I want you to print out an email in duplicate, and we're going to sign it. I'm going to sign it.
Okay.
You're going to sign it, and we're going to file it into the controversy folder.
Okay.
And so when this comes up, you can go to the folder and you can come bring it out to me and go, here you go.
Okay.
And
fine.
I'll go, okay, I'm wrong. But right now I'm not. You should not go on the cruise.
I won't go.
By the way, speaking of going on the cruise, you bought the cruise ticket for the Bachelor guy.
Yeah,
you pitched him at that and stuff. Did you give John your $200 for Death Pool?
Oh, no, I haven't.
I don't know. It's
well, guess what?
Okay. Wait, really?
Yeah,
that was the rules. If everybody wasn't paid by Labor Day.
Right here.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what I tell my kids. If you think this is yelling, wait till I yell at you.
You have yelled at me, and that is not yelling.
Right, this is not yelling.
No, but you're gearing up.
My son said to me, why do you have to be so mean to me? At Disney, I got mad, and I poked him in the forehead.
Okay.
And he said, why do you poke me in the face? I said, because if I did what I wanted to do, I'd go to jail.
Okay.
So you don't want me to do that.
I don't. And I will sign emails, everything you want.
Don't say it like you're patronizing.
I'm not patronizing you. I just want to do what you want me to do.
Say, okay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yep.
So are you still going on your cruise?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
So you don't even like the guy. The guy's causing problems.
He's not going to drink.
He's not going to drink. And yet you're still going to go choose to do that over the one thing that is your livelihood. And on a day where I'm not going to be here, where having that extra person in the room would really help, that's the day you're going to take.
The one day you would
that
help.
That you would help. The one day that talking on this show would be beneficial to the show is a day that you're not going to be here.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's an interesting decision that you made.
Cool. I mean,
Carmen, will you be here?
I will be here.
Rob, will you be here?
Yes, sir.
It's cool. Maybe we can find somebody to fill in that spot over there.
Mm-hmm.
Nervous Jared. It seems like he'd be pretty cool.
He's bon voyage. Cool.
He's a nice guy. Yeah, you guys. Yeah.
I'll I feel like guys. Breaking a bottle of champagne over your head.
That's not surprising.
You know what's great? When we come back, we're going to do football picks. And I'm going to think about punching you the whole time.
Yeah. That's not good for me.
Doesn't even matter. He's not going to be here Monday for the football.
He's not going to be here either.
He's fine.
Oh,
he's his name's on the show.
There's
a banner right there.
Yeah. I put it up every day.
Well, not Monday.
Oh, who's going to put it up Monday?
Oh, I'm leaving it up.
I will.
All weekend.
No, you're not.
I
That's
won't leave
irresponsible.
It up.
You think Drew Garabo wants to look at my name while he's trying to do his show?
No, he doesn't, which is why I'm not going to leave it up all weekend. I'm going to take
you're
it down.
A dick.
What did I do?
You don't care about other people.
Oh my God. That is the most. That you might as well tell me I'm the fakest person here.
Starting to believe it.
Hey, Rob, I already covered
starting to show through, man.
By the way, my dogs love their throw and retrieve ball thing that you got
me. It's not your birthday. November is your birthday.
I know.
What about last year's birthday?
November 15th. I didn't get him anything, and I still feel bad about it.
Oh, really? You seem awful. The whole year you've been suffering.
I do. Do you see all the weight I've put on because of my stress for Galvin's birthday?
Mm-hmm. Have you been eating my cake all year?
I have.
Will you get me something for my birthday?
Yes, I've already decided.
So you have not given Galvin a gift, but you will get me something for my birthday.
Yeah, but your birthday is before his. Then on his birthday, I'm going to get him
His birthday
something.
Was before mine.
Last year.
Blast year.
Blast year. Is that what I said?
Blapples.
You're a terrible person.
I'm not terrible.
You
I'm
clearly
terrible.
Don't care about anybody.
That's not true at
you
all.
You don't. You just care about just the fringe of this job.
No
just
way.
Keeping it enough to be cool.
No way. say?
Enough to get banged.
That's it.
I don't even get
you
banged.
You want to be able to go to Hush tonight, and you want to be able to bang other chicks.
I don't. I got
news for you. Without this show, you only bang one chick.
I know.
And her name ain't Kelly, because Kelly's out too.
Yeah, she would leave me.
It's Joey.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably right.
You're back to banging fatties.
Seriously, I'm not a bad
person. Chicks would have a tongue.
Okay, that is true. But
I don't think you're a bad person. I just think you're irresponsible and you don't prioritize things in your life.
I feel like I do prioritize, but I feel like...
Are you going to be here Monday?
No.
So this show is not as much of a priority as your stupid bachelor party?
But it is.
You know, you just went on vacation. Didn't you just go to Denver and take a day off?
I was in July.
Okay, we're in September, the beginning of September.
I don't understand.
I've been here 8 years. I've been here 8 years. How many days have I taken off?
Ever.
The man took one day off to go to his mother's funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
One day.
I've only taken one day off also.
Plus these days coming.
Yeah,
can I just say something? You care about the show.
I do.
You make the show a priority.
Yep.
That's why you're going to be living with two other guys for the rest of your life.
I just don't understand why I talk to you guys and everybody's all cool, but then nobody can remember.
It's not cool. It's just so much nonsense flowing out of you. It's hard to differentiate between what we need to pay attention to and what we need to just laugh off and say,
And it's not like our world revolves around you where obviously we don't have other stuff going on. You need to remind us. You know that. You've been working here long enough.
Did you know I was taking off Monday?
Yes.
Okay, and yet you still made plans to take off Monday.
And what do you think is going to happen on Monday's show?
What do you mean?
What are we doing Monday?
I don't know.
Are we live? Are we best of?
Yeah, you guys are live.
So now you're down to...
Now it's me, Rob, and Carmen.
Yeah.
No offense to Rob and Carmen.
And no offense to you.
And no offense to me.
But that's not the whole show.
I don't normally host the show, so when I do, it's good to have other people. Like, for instance, last time we brought John Brennan in just to help out a little bit.
Right.
Be another voice in here.
Right.
But instead, we're going to be down another person. So it's going to be me, Rob, and Carmen. So it's going to be me hanging up on callers, Rob talking about how he wants to bang Ryan Reynolds, and Carmen mispronouncing everything.
Trying to spell chocolate.
Yeah.
Tune in Monday.
When does this happen? When can I spell chocolate?
Spell chocolate.
I can type it.
No, don't type it. Spell it. Spell it.
I got it.
Spell it.
C-H-O-L... Wait. Oh, no, I already missed it. I gotta type it.
No. I already won the battle. You don't know how to spell chocolate, and you don't care about the show.
I care about the show.
You know what? Then teach her to spell chocolate.
All right, fine. Yeah. I will.
I got to take a break.
Oh, man.
So it looks like Monday will be a best-of show. And you know what? Blame it on Spanish.
I didn't even do anything.
Repeat after me.
Yeah.
My name is Spanish. And I hate the listeners. I hate them so much. I hope that they come see me at Hush tonight.
I hate them so much that I hope they come see me at Hush tonight.
And punch me in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You better have best-of ready for Monday.
I will.
Hey,
What's
the Patron shots?
$5.
Okay, so for $6, you could do a shot of Patron and then punch Spanish in the face.
Yeah.
That's a new shot at Hush tonight.
And let Hush know. I'll give them $1 for each one, but I'll make it $4 and they can throw it in your face.
Okay, yeah. And then if you buy Mike Kelch's burger, you could also smash that in my face, but that would be more expensive.
Why would you disrespect his burger?
Don't try to make a joke, yeah. It's my burger.
Yeah, I was just...
It's made by a chef, not some... Nobody slapped it together.
I know. I'm sorry. So that you guys and the chef and the people at Hush.
It's all a joke.
It's not a joke. And I'm not. I do care about the show.
It's all a joke. No, you don't.
I do. You know I do. Don't say that.
While you're at Hush tonight, find out if they're hiring. Just saying. Not for sure.
Are you going to work? No, I'm going to Colorado to get high. Yeah. Woo! Cheech and Chong.
Yep.
Are you going to work? No, I'm going to a bachelor party. Woo! I'm going to drink.
That's a pretty good
illegal drugs.
I'm not doing illegal drugs at the bachelor party.
You will.
If they have them in the Bahamas, probably yes.
Great. I hope you get a load of bad weed. I hope you get LSD-laced weed and you try to rape animals.
I hope you get AIDS weed.
I needed your guys' help.
No, you got
in
it.
In this situation.
You got it.
You want advice.
Yeah.
Be better. There's your advice.
You sound like my mom.
What was Galvin's advice?
Be better.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery.
So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.